are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know many of you are rushing to get into the doctor by the end of the year for deductible. Me too. Me too. I mean, I can't tell you how many doctor's visits I have over the next few days just to get everything in under the wire for deductible. But I promise I'm not going to tell you about all my issues. I think everything is good. Just getting some things checked out. Hopefully you guys don't have to listen to too many replays because I want to make sure you guys get the news. I'm really not, you know, so much going anywhere on a trip doing a little camping. So I'm hoping to give you guys as many live shows over the holiday. But don't forget, don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. And for some of you where deductible is going to just restart back in January, get things done now. In my family, we each have a $2,500 deductible totaling $10,000. Because I had surgery earlier this year, I've met my deductible, which leaves me just days to get everything done I need to get done. So, you know, yeah, I know. I didn't wait till the last minute. I had to wait until the deductible was used. It's ridiculous. That's how insurance works, right? You know, you purchase insurance, but then they scare you into using it because you're going to have to shell out $2,500. I don't have $2,500, right, out of my pocket to go to the doctor. So then you end up not using it, and you don't go to the doctor, and you don't go to the doctor. Wasn't there a study that came out last year around this time where they say many people actually are insured, but they don't use it? Yeah, and people are like, well, why? You know, why are we fighting to get everybody health insurance if people with health insurance aren't using it? Well, that's why. It's a health insurance you're kind of afraid to use, right? Or if you do use it for a condition, you could have a pre-existing one. I can't tell you how many of my patients go, no, I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want to see you yet because you're going to document I have a medical condition. And so I need to wait for you to document it so it won't be pre-existing. Now, true Obamacare, one of the very few things we're even tolerating with it, is supposed to be able to do away with this whole pre-existing condition clause, okay? That's fine. But still, many of you, until that kicks in, are worried. And it's just one of those things that just, you know, adds to the stress of the season. Now, unfortunately, I have a story here that's going to add to some more stress. Many of you guys have asthma. Well, yesterday, a study came out saying people with asthma are at increased risk for a clot called pulmonary embolism. Now, for any of you who know what a PE is or a pulmonary embolism or had a family member or friend with it, it is pretty scary because it could cause death. Basically, a pulmonary embolism is a blockage of the artery. Now, an embolism could be an air embolism. It could be a fat embolism. It could be from a DVT, a blood clot, but it usually is the blood clot, the latter. Travels to the lungs after breaking free from a vein in the leg. Deep vein thrombosis, which we talk about a lot, especially with our truckers, especially with our frequent flyers, deep vein thrombosis can happen for a variety of reasons. You're being immobile for a long period of time. You're having a genetic tendency to clot. You're having a cancer. You're having had surgery and being immobilized. So deep vein thrombosis is something that we worry about, but we usually don't worry about in people with asthma. Why asthma? Well, a study included about 650 people with asthma, age 18 to 88 in the Netherlands. Compared to the general population, people with asthma had nearly 9 times greater risk of a pulmonary embolism, whereas those with mild to moderate asthma, 3.5 times risk. Now, was it because of the steroids? All right, I would say, well, maybe people with chronic asthma are on steroids. The researchers did find that asthma medications like the oral corticosteroids could be a potential risk factor. This is being published today in European Respiratory Journal. They say this is the first time a link has been found since asthma and pulmonary embolism, and we believe these results have important implications. Now, we don't think asthma may cause pulmonary embolism. It didn't prove cause and effect. They just found an association. So what does that mean? Many of you are in the midst of holiday travel. which, by the way, it sounds like the storm hitting the Midwest and the Northeast that's coming is going to delay a lot of flights. You know, just anticipate that. I don't want you guys getting upset. One thing that just drives me to near coronary is, you know, being told that the flight is delayed or being canceled, and then you're stuck in a city. You're not, you know, because whenever I make a flight, you know, I cut everything very close. You know, I make the flight just long enough, you know, for me to get back to work. You know, I either have a show Monday morning or I got to be at the office by, you know. So I usually cut that flight really close, which is why I don't really travel or fly anywhere. I'll drive, but I don't fly anywhere because I need to know that if I got to get back, I could get back. So many of you with asthma, if you are flying, all right, we have just a very preliminary study saying our asthmatics are more prone to pulmonary embolism. And they're saying pulmonary embolism by blood clot as opposed to like an air embolism. It's very rare for air to pass through and then block, you know, a major artery in the lung, like the bronchial artery. But air embolisms could occur if people put in IVs and air gets in. I mean, there's a variety of different ways you could get air embolism. Scuba diving, I think so. You know, I don't know if being an asthmatic and flying so much puts you at risk as much as the risk of getting the DVT. Now, some airlines, the flight attendants are just sweet as can be. And you need to stand up. You need to adjust. They let you stand up. Many of them, no, the fastest seatbelt sign is on. Now, remember, it's also liability. Okay, if you walk around when the fastest seatbelt sign is on, there's liability. But, you know, if you could, you know, find a safe time when you could stand up and move around with the flight, I recommend getting up every hour. Every hour getting up. Even for my truck drivers, if every hour you can get up and move around, just walk around the rig, even if it's five times, that's something you could do. And so, you know, my suggestion would be, you know, if you are asthmatic, talk to your doctor about this. Steroids. Many of you have asked me, what do you do about being on chronic steroids if you have asthma? Well, we need to figure out what's triggering your asthma so you have less asthmatic attacks. And maybe if you have less asthmatic attacks, you may need less steroids. Hence, allergists. I think allergists are so underutilized. But we can talk more about that in a few. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in, whether it be on Talk Superstation, whether it be on XM Radio, whether it be on any of your affiliates. Please thank whoever you are receiving the Dr. Dahlia Show from. Please thank them for me and thank them so they keep the radio show going. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook. Many of you have been calling into the phone lines, whether we're live or not. Thank you. Let's go to some of the calls now and see what you got for me. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Tom. I have severe gout. I've had it since I was 19 years old. I am now 52. It is absolutely chronic and just absolutely horrible. I am on two pain pills per day to keep the pain down. It is Percocet 10 by 325. Mm. Now they're wanting me to go to a pain management doctor. What does that mean exactly? What does a pain management doctor do, and how should I view this? Is this a good thing, or is this just getting worse?
Okay, that's a good question. Ooh, I wish you were live because I got a lot to ask you. Okay, so if you get referred to a pain management doctor, one of the first things a lot of us, you know, think about is, all right, well, you're getting dumped. You know, your regular doctor, you know, is kind of dumping you to pain management because they don't want to manage your pain medicines anymore. That's not true. It's not true. True, a lot of us in family practice and internal medicine are not supposed to keep people on chronic pain medicines. We are supposed to recruit some help because there is a lot of overprescribing of narcotics. And then we utilize pain management, and pain management is extremely helpful. But I have some other ideas for you. How you should look at it as, I mean, look at everything positive. Why not? It's better to look at things positive. The pain management doctor is usually designed, one, to help manage your pain, but two, maybe to help you start decreasing some of the pain medicines that you're on. Here's my problem with this whole situation. If this is chronic gout, the pain management doctor, yes, will help you with pain, but I would like to see this gout hit a little bit more head on. And I'm almost wondering if you should also recruit the help of a rheumatologist who is an expert in these inflammatory arthritises. Like, for example, there's a medication that's out. I've had no experience with it whatsoever, but it's called Krystexxa. Brand name is Pegloticase. It's an IV type of treatment, or is it an injection? Let me think. I think it's IV. Like I said, I don't have any experience with this. It's a new drug, but I know we've been using it for recalcitrant gout. And I apologize. Again, I'm a family doctor. Usually, if I have a person with chronic gout, actually, I've never had a person that's as bad as what you're explaining to me. That's bad. That's bad. And so I've never had a person on this medication, so I have to apologize that I don't know much about it. But from what I understand, it's a treatment out there for this refractory chronic gout. Now, just to kind of review with some of you guys with gout. Gout, okay, I have high uric acid. Uric acid comes from a byproduct of foods. A lot of times purines, which come from meats. People that drink a lot of alcohol, eat some steak, a lot of times the next day we'll wake up with a gout attack. Not always, you don't always have to, you know, have drunk alcohol and steak, but that's kind of the typical presentation. They wake up the next day and they have a painful toe, painful knee, painful joint. The reason why it gets so painful is uric acid crystals will crystallize. They supersaturate. Remember in chemistry class, you would be adding little drops of a chemical to a solution, right? Nothing would happen. It would still be liquid. All of a sudden, the last drop, everything crystallized. You were testing supersaturation. There was a saturation level that once you hit, boom. All right. That to me is also, I think, how Ambien works. I don't think it's a certain dose. I don't think, you know, the higher the dose, the quicker you sleep. There's a certain dose that once it kicks in, boom, you fall asleep. Okay, and I call that supersaturation, even though I'm probably not supposed to use it for that. It's just, I love supersaturation. It's one of the very few S words I could say without my lisp coming through. You notice that? Supersaturation, right? Supersonic. I could say supersonic without lisping too. Okay, now, so what happens is when you hit the supersaturation level with uric acid, and it crystallizes, uric acid will kind of settle in the joint. And when it crystallizes, it is painful. Now, even though these crystals are exquisite under the microscope, they are sharp suckers. So it hurts. You get sudden, intense pain. The joint will become red and hot because, again, it's, you know, tearing on the cartilage. It's touching bone. It's, you know, causing inflammation. So now your inflammatory cells come in. The joint swells. You don't want anything to touch it. Okay? Now, you don't want anybody, I know somebody has gout because they won't let me touch a foot. Somebody with a fracture will still let me touch. Gout, no. That's how painful it is. So, of course, you know, we notice this more in men. Me, I don't know why I had high uric acid. I got a kidney stone when I was 19. And I believe it's because my grandfather had high uric acid and we have high uric acid in the family. So they put me on allopurinol, which lowers uric acid. There's other new medicines out now, Uloric, etc. But for some of you that have chronic high uric acid, we need to lower that uric acid to therapeutic levels. Now, some of you, it's very interesting. Some of you will be diagnosed with chronic gout and foot pain from chronic gout, and it's really not gout. Your joints have been so destroyed either by arthritis or by chronic infection or inflammation such that when you do feel like, oh, you have a gout attack, I mean, the foot just seems to hurt chronically. I had somebody who swore to me it was chronic gout. It wasn't. His uric acid levels were fine, and it turned out he had, osteoarthritic foot pain. So a lot of times, if you have a foot or if you have a knee that chronically gets hurt, sometimes I'll even have an orthopedist come in because it won't be the chronic gout. So what can you do? You know, is there anything natural you could do? Well, again, you know, we like to avoid meat. I was told no meat. I was told become a vegetarian. And I'm like, what? I'm not going to become a vegetarian. I mean, you know, that lasted. But, drink plenty of fluid. Now, according to the American Dietetic Association, the ADA, but it's not the diabetic. This is the American Dietetic Association. They recommend drinking 8 to 16 cups of fluid each day, half of which being water. No, the other half should not be vodka, by no means. No. Now, keep in mind, if you have congestive heart failure or certain types of kidney issues, this may not be the best idea. Of course, they say to avoid alcohol. They say low protein. If you are going to get protein, try to get it from dairy, tofu, eggs, nut butter. So your life is completely over at that point, right? Limit your daily intake of meat, fish, and poultry to 4 to 6 ounces. Now, what about coffee? Many of you have said, well, what about coffee? Does coffee help gout? Yeah. Studies have shown that coffee can lower uric acid levels, so some of that fluid that you need to intake could be coffee. I try to go for decaf if you have heart conditions, high blood pressure. Vitamin C could lower uric acid, but be a little careful. Too much vitamin C could lead to kidney stones. If you do have high uric acid and make uric acid kidney stones, you're just kind of stressing the kidney a little bit more. But cherries, we've talked about cherries a lot on this show, and they've been associated with lower uric acid levels. Blackberries, blueberries, purple grapes, raspberries may also be a good idea. So, so we talked about, body weight. Now, some of you have written me saying you have high uric acid and your doctor's doing nothing about it. That's because when we were in medical school, we were taught that if somebody has no gout at all and no kidney stones and they have high uric acid and they don't want to take the medicine, don't push it, because right now asymptomatic hyperuricemia, not an issue. I think us doctors are changing our thinking, because many of our men with syndrome X, or many of our people with high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, they end up, I don't see it as much with the diabetics, but definitely with high blood pressure patients, they have high uric acids. Now, does the high uric acid lead to inflammation and could put you at risk for heart attack? I don't know. We want to get you out of the inflammatory state. So I think there is going to be a movement to push for treating high uric acid. I haven't seen that yet, though, in the medical field. Of course, I'll let you know, because I usually get this information first, hopefully. So going back to the gentleman that called, seeing a pain specialist will help you manage the Percocet, but I want more being done for the chronic gout. I want you seeing a rheumatologist. Maybe they could discuss other treatment options and see an orthopedist. There may be more to your joint than just chronic gout attacks. And if that's the case, if something could be done joint-wise, I would get that looked at as well. Then maybe you get to pop less Percocet. Even though that Percocet was 10-325, if I could remember, it's still a third of a gram of Tylenol. Taking a few of those a day, that's going to eventually hurt the liver. Okay? Great call, guys. Keep it coming. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
We have witnessed 2 terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an interesting email. I hope I'm reading this right. Ryan writes, Doctor, I am a physician assistant who just graduated and started my first job. The physician I work with, however, is giving me very difficult patients in terms of their level of acuity. I should be seeing the less acute patients while I'm learning. This is, I believe, another problem in healthcare, and that many of us still learning are caring for patients who need higher level of care. How do you feel about this? Okay, so I think I think we're always learning. I mean, I'm always learning. I've been out of practice now 13 years, and I feel like I'm still learning. You know, I don't think I've seen it all yet. Okay, so, you know, if you're a physician assistant and you think you're kind of getting the quote unquote hard patients and you need the easy patients, you can talk to your doctor. But the one thing I want to tell you, Ryan, is all patients are quote unquote, you need to be considered as a high level of acuity. Okay? I mean, this is something I discuss on my show a lot, where I'll have a patient come in with like a simple toothache. or a quote-unquote simple UTI. And I've told you, those of you that are you know, chronic listeners to me, you know these stories, so I'm not going to go into them again. Or a asthma medicine refill. And they turn out to be something completely different. The toothache and UTI turned out to be a heart attack. The asthma medication refill turned out to be a tumor in the heart. And so my advice to you, Ryan, as a physician assistant or to any nurse practitioners or medical students or doctors that just graduated, is assume every patient could possibly be a high level of acuity. And if you do that, you hopefully won't miss anything. Now, that doesn't mean you need to hospitalize everybody. That doesn't mean you need to order every test in the book. But you need to go at it as assuming every, you know, any of these patients could drop. All right. And your job is to not assume it's just an easy patient. Now, what's the doctor doing? Is the doctor purposely training you? Does he want you to see the higher level patients so that you get trained quickly? Or is he just not thinking? I don't know. But, you know, many of you have asked me about that whole myth of July 1 and people dying in the hospital, you know, the first week of July. All right, and any time in a teaching hospital. And that's when the big changeover happens and medical students that just graduated become residents. You know, I mean, when I trained, there were no more mortalities that I saw in July than any other month. I think we did a damn good job, honestly. I worked at UMC, University Medical Center. You would hear it. I mean, if one of your colleagues or co-students or co-workers killed somebody, you would hear it. And I think, I don't remember ever, you know, July, you know, being an issue. But I know many of you are concerned. You're like, Dahlia, what are you guys doing when you're training? You know, I mean, if I have a medical student, you know, look after me, if I have a resident look after me, should I be worried? I always thought it was the opposite, because when I was a medical student, I hovered over that patient. You know, one, I was worried about them. Two, you know, if I didn't, I'd get yelled at. Then when I was a resident, I checked on those patients morning, noon, and night, probably an average 4 or 5 a day, but I was on call even more. Yet a lot of you in a private hospital, all right, that aren't surrounded by students and residents, you may see your doctor once, maybe every other day. So to me, I think a teaching hospital, you have the potential to get better care. You know, because there's always a doctor around. Always. God forbid there's a code. There's always a doctor around. True, you know, they could always call the ER doc, and the ER doc would run upstairs. But I mean, you know, us in our white coats, we're always around. But it's something that does, you know, concern people. Do I want somebody practicing on me? You know, but then some of you will email me, you know, asking me how I feel about older doctors. And when should they throw in the towel? Gosh, I gotta find this. There was a story. There's a doctor who's like 100 years old that's still practicing, and patients still see him. And the question was, when is a doctor too old? Well, you know, we do have board certification, and we do take tests, and we do have licensing requirements. I mean, not everybody decides to certify for their boards. You know, board certification has turned into, you know, I don't want to say a racket by any means. I'm board certified, and I'm glad to be, and I'm going to continue to be. But it's at a very expensive process. Your courses could be $1,000. The test is over $1,000. You're taking time off work. And then if, you know, the things they test you on isn't how you practice practically, and we've talked about how, you know, many of these guidelines don't match how doctors are practicing because, you know, we worry about patient health and liability, et cetera. It's very easy for a doctor to fail their boards, and not because they're stupid. You know, like, for example, when we were doing CAT scans to rule out kidney stones, okay, even me, when I had a kidney stone, they ruled it out by a CAT scan, all right? The boards at that time, the answer wasn't CAT scan, the answer was IVP, which was the intravenous pyelography where, you know, they shoot dye into the blood, they go through the vein, it goes through the the arteries and veins, it then gets filtered through the kidneys. As the kidneys convert it to urine, it gets put into your veins, but still, the dye mixes. And then when it goes through the kidneys, the kidneys turn it into urine, if you see a stone, it'll block where the dye is and let us think that there's a stone. Now, IVP has been done, it still is done, although one doctor was sued and actually almost put up on criminal charges for manslaughter when he shot the IV dye into somebody and they went into kidney failure. And we talked about that case where the radiologist didn't want to do it. The radiologist wanted to give the patient a CAT scan, and the urologist pulled rank, made the radiologist do it. Urologist didn't get sued, but the radiologist did, because when he injected the IV dye into the patient goes into renal failure and dies. He gets sued, and then the family wants him thrown in jail for manslaughter. And from what I understand, that didn't go through. So for many of us doctors, we don't do the IVP anymore. Yet, I remember on the boards, that had been the answer. It wasn't CT. So, when some of you ask me, your doctor isn't board certified, should you worry? I don't know. I mean, it used to be a concern, now because we practice completely different from the way the guidelines are or the gold standards are. It's very easy to not get those questions right. Not to mention on the boards. And again, I passed, and I'm grateful I passed, but I mean, it was hard. Another thing you have on these boards are these questions. It used to be multiple choice. Or you could have orals, or you wrote essay. To me, very straightforward. Now they have these questions, and some of you have seen these questions, where you have A, B, C, and D, right? All right, so you choose A, B, C, and D. Answer E says A, B, C are correct. Answer F is B, C, and D. And you see what I mean? So now you could know maybe 75% of that question and be 100% right on that 75%. But if you're questioning on one, you miss a whole question. And these types of questions that are now on the boards have been driving us doctors crazy, because we're not getting credit for knowing the information. When they have those A, B, C, D questions that aren't multiple choice, but you have to choose B, C, D, or A and D, or A and B, or B and D, or some of them, they're F. So now you have six choices. I mean, it's virtually impossible to get those 100% correct all the time. So I don't think I would judge your doctor based on if he's board certified or not. Board certified helps, because damn, I mean, he could pass that test, but I'll be honest with you. I'm good at taking tests. I was always a straight A student. As I age, am I going to be as lucky and good at taking tests? I don't know. How you judge a doctor is talk to, friends and family that see the doctor. Okay. Talk to the medical board, and that's a good way to judge a doctor. But for those of you, out there learning, if you think you're getting too high acuity and you don't think you're ready, you need to tell your supervisor, your physician, absolutely. But just please go at it as anything your patient has that presents to you. Don't assume, oh, this is an easy patient, I could see them quickly and move on. Because they could have something underlying that you don't know. They could have a melanoma growing under their toenail. Assume every patient needs the same amount of effort and care that anybody else does. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Okay, we also have an iPhone app that's free. Don't forget to download that and download our Android app as well for those of you that have iPhones and Androids. And we're still looking for the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise. Don't forget to sign up for that. It's going to be a great trip. Okay, this is interesting. I want to talk about this an hour before, and I didn't get to. For some, researchers have been looking at our hands, and they say that the human hands have evolved for punching and not so much for dexterity. They say compared with apes, humans have shorter palms and fingers are longer and stronger. Now, the flexible thumbs, this was supposed to be an evolutionary landmark where, you know, we have opposable thumbs and we're able to grip, etc. You know, but they think the reason why we have opposable thumbs is because it's supposed to help us punch. The study's senior authority biology professor David Carrier at the University of Utah says the role aggression has played in our evolution has not been adequately appreciated. There are people who do not like this idea, but it is clear that compared with other mammals, great apes are a relatively aggressive group with lots of fighting and violence, and that includes us. They say we are the poster children for violence. I don't know if I believe that, but they say our anatomy holds clues to that question. If we understand where our anatomy has evolved to do, we'll have a clear picture of who we were in the beginning and whether aggression is part of who we are. He says that human hands evolved for improved manual dexterity, but proportions of our hands have allowed us to make a fist, protecting delicate hand bones, muscle, and ligaments during hand-to-hand combat. He says as our ancestors evolved, an individual who could strike with a clenched fist could hit harder without injuring themselves, so they were better able to fight for mates and thus likely to reproduce. They could also fight for food, water, land, shelter to support the family, pride, reputation, revenge, etc. Now, a co-author and medical student, Michael Morgan, helped Professor Carrier with this, and they conducted their study to identify any performance advantages a human fist may provide during fighting. I thought men used to grapple. Didn't they used to grapple? I mean, I don't know how caveman, you know, used to fight. But, I mean, you would think they would grapple and throw them down and lift each other and headbutt them. You would think wrestling, you know, would have been the, you know, rather than fighting. But anyway, so basically, this is interesting. The first experiment tested the hypothesis that humans can hit harder with a fist. The researchers had 10 men, small study, but still, aged 22 to 50, and all of them with boxing or martial arts experience. Now, what they did is they hit a punching bag as hard as they could. Each subject delivered 18 blows, or three of each with six different kinds of hits. Overhead hammer, fist, like, you know, banging it like a hammer, slapping, side punching and slaps, forward punches, and palm shoving. The bag was instrumented to allow calculation of the force of the punches and slaps. To the researcher's surprise, the peak force was the same, whether the bag was punched with a fist or slapped with an open hand. However, a fist, they say, delivers the same force with one-third of the surface area as the palm and the fingers, and 60% of the surface area of the palm. So the peak stress delivered to the punching bag was 1.7 to 3 times greater with a fist strike as opposed to a slap. So that's why. I mean, you could still have force, but it delivers it more efficiently. The second and the third experiments tested the theory that a fist provides buttressing to protect the hand during punching and the fingers. Makes sense to me. To do that, researchers measured the stiffness of the knuckle joint of the first finger and how force is transferred from the fingers to the thumb. These experiments found that buttressing, I don't know why a butt has to be involved in this, but it is, buttressing provided by the human fist reduced flexing fourfold and doubled the ability of the fingers to transmit more punching force. So he said, because the experiments show the proportions of the human hand provide a performance advantage when striking with a fist, we suggest that the proportions of our hands resulted from selection, natural selection, to improve fighting performance. Now, one argument is our ancestors were living in trees, right? Monkeys, etc. And the selection for climbing was gone, so selection for manipulation became dominant, and that's why our hands changed. He thinks it has to do more with us being able to punch. They say human-like hand proportions appear in the fossil record at the same time our ancestors started walking upright 4 million to 5 million years ago. An alternative possible explanation is that we stood up on two legs and evolved these hand proportions to beat each other. I don't know. You know, I mean, to me, when I want to fight someone, it's very interesting. When I used to get into fights in school, I think my lunge of choice was I had a fist, but I would side hit them there was something for me that was very difficult to do a straight-on punch, yet swinging around. And now, this is just me. I'm not saying that's how kids fight, but the one thing I noticed, and even my brother noticed, because somebody was picking on him, and I got into a fight, and we had these old duffel bag purses in the 80s, and I took my duffel bag purse, and then I swung. Again, I moved towards the left, and then to the right, I swing with my right hand side style. So basically, I hit her with my hand, and I hit her with the purse, and then I lassoed the purse and hit her on the other side. Those duffel bag purses were long enough to be able to get a good, you know, and then I, of course, had a pencil case in there, so that did some pretty good damage. But it's interesting. For me, it just seemed more natural and easy for me to hit with the side of my fist, the pinky side. I don't know why. When I would punch that way. Even with my brother, I would just, you know, go at him from the side. It's weird. You know, I probably do need more boxing experience, you know, so I could hit front-wise. But that was just me. I wonder if anybody else noticed that, too, that for some tactile moves, they just do better coming from the side. I don't know. Interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are in the midst of holiday season. People are traveling back and forth. Very, very busy, very, very busy next couple weeks. People are traveling for New Year's, Christmas, etc. And it looks like the Midwest is being hit with some major storms going into the Northwest. By the time you hear this, maybe the storm will be even moving into your area. Again, keep in mind, we want you guys being careful. I would stock up. We don't know about power outages. Some of these storms seem to be, you know, pretty historic storms from what I'm understanding in certain areas. And, again, don't forget to be prepared. Again, you know, I'm a huge fan of freeze-dry guy. Never a bad idea to stock up. If you guys have a generator, great. Don't forget to, kind of make sure your heating works in your houses, okay? If you think you're going to be on a delayed flight, you think your flight's going to be delayed, do not forget to pack extra medication. Don't pack just enough medication for you to make the flight. Make sure your medications are with you on the carry-on, all right? If you think you're going to be having an issue, don't forget to call your doctor and make sure you get stocked up. Just financially plan that you may have to, you know, spend an extra night in a hotel. If you can't make your flight. I know everybody wishes they'll be able to fly in and fly out and get out of it unscathed, but they are expecting huge delays. And again, your city could be fine. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's clear. I mean, it's cold, but it's clear. It doesn't matter. Chicago O'Hare is expecting delays. So if you're waiting for a plane from Chicago, then you're going to be delayed, even if your weather's clear. So just don't forget that. I know I don't want to speak the obvious, but I can't tell you how many of my patients try to call while we're on holiday, can't get through, because they need their medicines because the flight is delayed. Don't forget to think ahead, all right? While we are on holiday, don't forget, I am still available on Twitter, on Facebook, email me. We're still going to do as many live shows as possible during this holiday season. You can call into 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody be safe. God bless. And stay on board if you can for another hour.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.